Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special of Friday Night Banter, Wild Weekend.
And the crowd goes wild!
On these special episodes, and yes,
Friday,
I said...
Friday!
I said specials, plural. We'll be coming out with multiple episodes this week of Friday Night Banter, keeping track of the Wild Card Weekend.
Yes, because you were pretty excited about doing this special episode or special week of sending out multiple sessions of this Friday Night Banter.
Yes, man. Yes, we have to keep up with these brackets. I was too late to put in my brackets, or I didn't do it right. I don't know what happened, but I don't want the fun to end.
Right, and that's because previously on Friday Night Banter, you did say that you enjoy the Pick'ems
yes.
more than anything that comes around.
Final Fantasy football. Thank you.
Yes,
I enjoyed it, but with all of the outs, all of the injured reserves, everything this season absolutely put me in the dirt. So I went to another fix.
Well, I think you were watching football. It got you involved earlier on with the fantasy football to mm-hmm. have a reason to kind of watch it, because
sure.
you're really not a sports person. So no. It gave you a reason. So this year I was like, hey, let's go ahead and put together Pick'ems, because I really enjoyed Pick'ems and we weren't doing it at work. So I was like, let's do Pick'ems. So I put together, I found it on ESPN and I put something together, sent it out to the entire family. We covered all this, but it did come to an end.
And who came in first?
I sure did. Yep, and I was only 5 points ahead of your wife on the thing.
Oh, yeah, so my wife is awesome. She kicked my ass. I would think I was behind you guys by like 10 or 20.
I mean, you came out swinging hard.
I came in first. Oh, that's what got me in, man.
Yeah, that was the hook. That was the taste. It gave you a little sample.
It's like gambling. Like you, yeah. Beginner's luck, and then you start throwing money in.
You're like, I can be a winner.
Yeah, exactly.
I know the system.
I think you're going to win. I think you're going to win. Yep. And yeah, it was definitely a fix, and I truly do not want it to end. So with this last little bit with the Wild Card Weekend, I think it can last, that high can last a little bit longer. So Shake and Bake, it started out on Saturday. Mm-hmm. We had, who was it? The Texans versus the Browns. And another game got rescheduled, correct?
Yes, but before we get too deep into the woods here
sure.
on the game, let's get ourselves a little nice fix.
Oh man,
for
I cannot wait to open these up. I came out with Old Aggies. I particularly like these because it goes good with any sports or any occasion, honestly. Mm-hmm. Football especially, but we first had these together on this episode at the women's CSU volleyball game.
Correct. Yes, we did. And they were good. It was really good. It's not a very strong beer.
Absolutely not.
Which I would have to say, this is close to being the weakest of the beers or drinks that we've had on this episode.
Close to it. Yep.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine having 3-2s?
No. What are your 3-2 beers?
Like my whole first time getting here. Yeah, because grocery stores don't even have 3-2s anymore.
They don't.
You need to ship that off to the other states
yep.
that don't do beer.
My wife and I were looking for these the other day, and she's like, I don't think they carry them. No, they only carry 3-2s, honey. So we moved on and went to the liquor store. But Old Aggies.
Well, no, grocery store now has real beer.
Yeah, they do, but they do not carry Old Aggies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we looked everywhere for them.
Interesting. Nothing. All right, so let's crack these bad boys open.
Old Aggie, the superior lager. This is brewed in New Belgium Brewery, Fort Collins.
Local brew.
Oh, that's so brisk, man. I love it.
It's so smooth.
I love Old Aggies.
It's smooth.
All right. So.
Okay, so Wild Card Weekend.
Saturday.
There were supposed to be a total of 3 games on Saturday.
And only 2 aired.
And there were, yes, and that was because the Bills had a blizzard, and so they rescheduled it for a Monday.
Yes, the Bills and who are the other guys?
The Bills and the Steelers.
Steelers, yes.
The Bills and the Steelers. And then on Monday as well, the evening game, I believe, is the Eagles and Bucks.
Yes. Can we tell them?
Our picks?
Not the picks, but, you know.
The wager?
The wager, yeah.
Okay. So you guys did start picking, did your own bracket, yes. Even though you couldn't do a bracket because you were too late on the ESPN. Mm-hmm. But we had talked prior to and said that we were going to do a wager.
Yes, this was off pod? Was it off pod?
It was definitely off pod.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we were going, okay, so this weekend's bracket with the games that are going to happen, you have your picks, I pick my picks. We'll send each other's picks, and then the winner it's the loser. Like, we decided
the losers.
Okay, let's have a wager on this one. And one of them, I think you were the first one to say it, which was, all right, so if you lose, you have to drink a Keystone.
Yes.
And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm like, okay, well then fine. If I win and you lose, then you have to drink a peanut butter stout.
I'll drink whatever peanut butter shit you want me to drink.
Yes. So then I was so excited. I was like, okay, cool. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
All right. So we put in our picks.
Yes.
And as of now, we are tied.
Yep. It is neck and neck right now, yes. Man.
So the Browns versus the Texans.
I picked the Browns.
And I picked the Texans.
I was definitely going for the under.
And I won on that one.
Yes, you did. My wife as well.
Then it was the Chiefs and the Dolphins.
You and I both won the Chiefs.
We won the Chiefs. Your wife picked the Dolphins.
Can I tell you that we couldn't watch that?
Right, because it was on Peacock only.
Fucking Peacock. We are so upset with this. I'm sorry, crew. This is a bigger issue than it really is.
Is this a pet peeve? Are we getting into a pet peeve?
We're getting into a pet peeve. Should I save that for after?
Yes. Okay. Let's hold on.
Let me just circle back to that. Hang on.
Yeah. Let's bookmark that.
Yep.
Okay. So the Chiefs Dolphins game, your pet peeve.
Yes.
Okay. Because that was exclusively on Peacock.
Could not watch it until the day after.
Yep. And so right now,
Chiefs won.
The Chiefs won.
Yep.
So me and you are a dub on that together. The Lions and the Rams. You took the Lions.
I got the Lions.
I took the Rams.
Yep.
And I got the L. The Cowboys, we both got an L.
We both took that loss.
Yeah.
We
took that loss hard.
Green Bay? Green, is this something?
Towards the end of the season, Green Bay was coming together as a team. But the Cowboys, for years, they've been a first round knockout.
Yeah.
Just the first round. I think last year was the only time that they made it into the second round.
Who knew?
In so many years.
I would say I never looked at Green Bay.
No one else knew. Mm-mm. I knew they were in trouble when all of the sports channels were picking them to win. Everyone picked them.
The Cowboys.
Yeah, they picked the Cowboys. And every time that I see them when they do they pull it up on the screen and each one of the analysts are making their picks, and if all the blocks show one team, I go, you're going to lose.
Yep.
They do it to the Raiders all the time.
I was just about to bring that up. Yeah.
They do it to the Raiders all the time. Oh, no, they'll have this one, this and that. And I was like, well, we lost it.
There you go.
I'm like, thanks, we lost.
Good job, guys.
Way to go, buddy. Way to go.
So can I tell you, these games started a little bit later in the afternoon, so my wife and I decided to watch Any Giving Sunday.
Oh, go on. Go on.
We were.
That's like one of my favorite football movies.
A classic, right?
It's one of my favorite football movies.
She's seen it before. I've never seen it because, like we brought up before, I wasn't a big football guy.
Wait a minute. This past weekend was the first time you watched it?
First time ever.
Oh my God. So I was talking to you as if this was something that is a go-to like every football season. I thought you guys had seen this before.
No, sir. No.
Oh, you were coming in with virgin eyes to watch this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow. What an eye-opener, huh?
LL Cool J sniffing cocaine off a woman's titty in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Windows are wide open, and, you know, it's snowed outside, and there's
and
a guy.
All, fuck you.
Yeah, there's a guy
fuck
shoveling.
You, asshole.
There's a guy shoveling outside our apartment complex, can directly see what we're watching, and I'm like, close those blinds.
All you had to do was look out the window and go, Thumbs up, buddy.
Zola's all like barking at everybody. Zola's cleared. She's fine. Her knees are totally healed. She just needs to.
But I've been healed. She's I can walk healed. Again.
She can walk. She can run. She just can't.
Get behind me, Satan.
So that's another plus that happened this past weekend. I'm very happy.
But go on. So this you were watching Any Given Sunday, dude. Seriously thought you had seen this movie before.
Surprise.
So yeah, I am surprised because I was like, oh yeah, I love that movie. Great movie. Thinking that,
holy shit,
you've seen it.
Al Pacino, LL Cool J, Jamie Foxx. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of other actors in there that I'm like, I know that guy. I know that guy. And what year did this come out?
Get out of here, kicker.
1999.
That part
cracks
me
up. Oh,
when
he
throws open the door because he's got to take a shit, and he's hooked up to the IV. Oh, he's all, get out of here, kicker.
The fucking shit.
And he almost just went on him, dude. No. He had to go so bad.
And what's his name? Jamie Foxx throwing up in every game. And not Robert De Niro. Al Pacino saying, hey, if you do it enough, they'll respect you because it's
it's gonna be your thing.
It's a thing,
your trademark.
Yeah. And I was like, he's doing it every game. This is funny.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed that movie and it really got me amped for
it. Gets you pumped.
So it had a lot of slow-mo balls being thrown in the air, spinning, and you know, slow-mo catches. Mm-hmm. I saw that.
It goes slow and then picks fast, and then it goes fast.
In this Texan versus Browns game, that first pick. Where he was getting, the quarterback was getting pressure and he lets it go. And it was literally, for me, it was in slow motion. And I got up and yelled no. And Texans picked it off and ran it back for the mm-hmm. touchdown. And my wife looked at me, she's like, you saw that, didn't you? You saw that? Yes! Why would he throw it to him? And it just...
Why would he throw it to him? Because that's part of the game?
Here you go. You throw it to the other... No, you're supposed to throw it to the same team, not the other team. So that was the thing that I took from Any Given Sunday, and it was in that first pick in the game for that one. It was the Flacco threw the ball right before he got tackled, and it was picked, yeah.
Yeah, I was expecting a lot more, but there was a lot of hype that was put around that with Flacco being, you know, the pulled out of retirement, put out there,
yep.
You know.
It's exactly Any Given Sunday. The dude was, the quarterback was injured. Mm-hmm. But he's like, I can keep going. I can do it again. But
And then the young guy was taking his spot.
Yeah, and he was actually making those the plays and bringing back wins. But it's not all about the wins, man. It's about sacrifice.
It's for the team.
Yes,
it's what's best for the team, and that is that internal struggle of young blood coming in.
If Flacco was a leader, he would have taken a step back and said, "Hey, I'm not doing good."
They didn't have anyone else.
For real?
Well, I mean, they probably had a third string, but I mean...
Put the third string in.
No, because there was a reason why he was brought out of retirement.
Okay, okay.
I mean...
There's obviously politics that are in NFL that I don't understand quite completely, so...
Well, not necessarily that. It's that the other player didn't get enough snaps. The expectation was that was who was going to play, you know? And when shit happens, then you have that player in there.
Yep.
But there's a lot to it as far as you just can't pull someone out. Sometimes they do. They're just like, okay, screw it. Yeah. Our season's over. We're done. Just get out. You know, the Raiders did that to Carr. They did that to Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Denver did that to Wilson.
Fucking Wilson.
You know, because they have like these clauses in there that if they get injured during the game, then they get paid out. So there's a, I don't think Flacco was not part of that type of contract, but I think that they just kept him in there. I mean, at that point, it was over.
Yeah, it's over. Sidebar: I heard that Max Crosby off the Raiders defense, if they don't hire AP Antonio Pierce for the Raiders head coach, that he is going to request a trade.
That he did not admit to it. He did not deny it. But they are saying, well, because you didn't deny it, then you're going to do it.
Is that true?
No, that's just the media is going to spin it.
I heard it.
The media is going to spin it any way they want to do it.
Of course. I heard it from my wife heard it from the TV, and my wife told me I wasn't really into what was going on. I was too busy playing video games. So yeah, that was the biggest news I heard that past weekend.
Well, AP has a interview. I think he had or has an interview with Texans, or not the Texans.
I do.
The Titans and the Falcons. Because those two need head coaches. I think they're just going to go through the motions. I really hope that they do sign AP and at least give him a shot.
I agree.
And just give him a full season and see where they're at.
Me too.
And the players are rallying behind him. They love him. So the fans love him. I mean, if you look on a lot of social media, they're like, give the guy a chance, man. Just
agreed.
You know,
that's all he needs.
See what he did.
Give him one shot. He will not miss his chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. Let's lead into the Lions.
I mean, I don't think he's got any, you know, I don't think he's got spaghetti, his mom's spaghetti on his.
I bet he did. I bet he did. He just had to change it real quick.
But now, yes, leading into Eminem's Lions.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe how close of a game this was.
That was nuts.
My wife told me that both quarterbacks got traded, basically flip-flopped on these teams, right? And that was...
Yes, Goff was with the Rams.
Yes.
And Stafford was with the Lions
forever. Yep.
I honestly thought Stafford was just going to end up retiring as a Lions quarterback and just retire.
And this was Sunday, right? This was Sunday's game?
Yes, it was Sunday's game. But yeah, they had traded in the first season of Stafford going to the Rams. They won the Super Bowl. But I don't think he would have been able to do that with the Lions.
Yeah, it like we said, man, it's that leadership. It's the sacrifice.
Well, and it's your supporting cast. I mean, you have to have a good supporting cast. And even though you're not the person that chooses that a lot of times, right?
Leader,
I mean, as the quarterback, you're not...
The main character.
You're not hiring your supporting cast to do this. So you're going off of these other people in the business to do that.
Yeah, to hold up their weight.
And sometimes the outcome's not good. It's horrible. You get bad ratings. Critics hate you.
I love how you're putting this into movie form. And it makes sense. I hate that this makes sense. I love you for it.
Yeah. And so then the Rams already had a good supporting cast, right? So they needed that main character to make this a hit. And when they hired Stafford and traded for Stafford to bring them over, that's everybody clicked.
Yeah.
It
flowed well.
Mm-hmm. It flowed very well. It was the Friends and the Seinfeld type of TV show.
Absolutely.
It's just everybody clicked together and they're able to win Emmys.
So I won the Lions. You picked the Rams.
I did pick the Rams.
Before we, like again, like on any given Sunday, that Saturday, we watched Remember the Titans for these games. We watched Remember the Titans.
I like the prep time, like the prepping of it. It's like Sundays you watch the Any Given Sunday.
Yeah.
And then on the other games you're watching Remember the Titans.
Yeah, we try to stick with the football. And I thought of doing Invincible with Mark Wahlberg, but I don't think I could get into that because it's the Eagles, right?
You could for the Monday night game.
I could. I could have done that for the Monday night game, but I just wanted to play video games. Okay. It was my one day off. I want to play video games. I'll just tell you this, if anybody who hasn't seen Remember the Titans, get ready, press that button, shake and bake.
Ooh, spoiler alert, old ass movie.
2002, I think.
Old ass movie.
The guy.
That's 21 years ago.
Damn.
No, 22 years ago. No.
Oh, jeez.
23 years ago.
I forget the character's name, but the one that gets hit.
You said it was 2001?
2002, I believe.
Okay, then yeah.
Let me fact check. 2000.
So 24 years ago.
It goes Any Given Sunday, 99, and then 2000, Remember the Titans. I think they tried taking the good parts from from Any Given Sunday and put it in Remember the Titans, but I think they did a really good job. With the
soundtrack in Remember the Titans is amazing.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. They did do a good job in Any Given Sunday as well, especially at the end. It had a lot of symbolism, I feel like, in Any Given Sunday. Anytime there was an argument, because they're based in Miami, right? And Miami has a lot of storms. So anytime there was an argument or somebody was getting heated, you could hear the thunder rumbling or the clouds coming in when somebody's... It would get dark. Someone's mm-hmm. getting depressed, or the light will shine when that dude wakes back up from...
I think they did show like clouds mm-hmm. come over.
It was, there was so much imagery and so much mm-hmm. Symbolism.
Yeah.
But back to Remember the Titans. The point where they've won, they're going to the state or they're going to playoffs or whatever. And homeboy gets in that car accident and he's paralyzed from the waist down.
Right.
Brings me to tears every time. So you've
seen Remember the Titans multiple times.
Multiple times.
Okay, but just not any given Sunday.
Correct.
Okay. So yeah, I just assumed your wife had made you watch all these already.
No.
Okay.
No, she's watched Any Given Sunday, but like she
Watched Any Given Sunday like her entire life.
She watched it a long time ago.
Yeah, I watch it all the time. I mean, there were scenes, it was cover your eyes.
Yeah, that's what she told me.
And a lot of times she would just go be playing and stuff like that. But if it did come up and she was sitting there watching, it would be cover your eyes.
Yep.
Yeah.
So again, the Lions, Rams, Packers, and Cowboys. Who would have thought the fucking Cowboys?
Nobody.
And the Rams? Nope.
Nobody thought Packers. that was going to be a complete blowout. But when I was watching the game and I was watching it with Mr. Jones, I was like, oh my God. Like,
what is your team doing?
The one time we're all going for this team, this is what you do? Like, it was unexpected.
This is what you do. Yeah, this is your team. Your fault.
This is entirely. Get out of here. I don't even want to look at your face.
I was going to call him, like, Mr. Jones, what the fuck are you doing with this team?
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God. So there is a point. Where the camera shoots up to Jerry Jones.
Okay.
Jerry. And he turns.
Oh, the owner. Yes.
He turns in his chair. And the way he was looking, I told Mr. Jones, I was like, motherfucker's looking for the door.
Yeah.
He wants to leave.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
The owner wants to leave.
I would too.
But the way he looked, disowned. He rolled around. He's like looking like, where the hell is the door?
Like, I need to get out of here. How can I sell this team?
But he
as
was like, no,
possible.
He wants to go down there to the field and just start yelling at
him. Yeah, I would
what
too.
What he wanted to do.
I would too.
But now we're down to two games.
Yes. Upcoming currently.
Have we covered what the wager is on this again?
Oh, shit. No, we haven't. Let's get down to the bottom of why we're doing this.
Yeah. One, you enjoy pick-ems.
I do.
We talked about that on previous.
Yes.
On Friday Night Banter.
Yes.
You enjoy the pick-ems. And if we covered this, we're going to just do it again.
We're going to do it again.
It's
It's
the 4.2 Aggie getting
it
to me.
It is hitting us. I've had nothing to eat today, and I'm ready.
Well, I'm watching calories now, so I really don't have anything in my stomach. So, I mean, I do, but I don't.
Well, now you do.
But now with this alcohol, it's like, oh man, it's hit me a little bit.
You're
more
sweating a little bit more, huh?
Yeah, I don't okay. know about sweating.
Okay, so I do enjoy
the pick-ems.
It really got me excited. This is the last bit that I want to hold on to before the season's up.
Well, we have more of a wild card before the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
And so that is why you wanted to do this. So we're like, okay, cool.
And
we're gonna do a special.
Uh-huh.
We'll go over our picks, because while we were discussing this, we're like, okay, well, then we'll just cover it all on Friday Night Banter for Friday. And then you're like, wait, can we do, what if we do two episodes? What if we do an early episode?
Yes.
And we'll go over our picks, and then we'll cover it on early in the week.
Mm-hmm.
Then the final one will be on Friday, the revealing. I was like, well, then what are we going to do with this?
Yes.
And then we made a wager. And I'm like, okay, so if you want to bet, what do you want to bet?
This is only things that I wanted to do on the podcast, so I thought it would be perfect to do things that we talked about on the podcast that we didn't like. Mm-hmm. You said you cannot drink a Keystone.
Correct.
So that was the wager. If you lose, Shake
it's
and
not
bake,
that I can't. I don't want to.
If you lose, you have to.
That is what you said. You would drink a Keystone. So
and
then I'm like,
everybody
okay.
knows. Yeah, go ahead. Everybody
I
knows
was like,
this.
Okay, well, you hate peanut butter.
I hate peanut butter.
You hate peanut butter. So I'm like, I should have went with fucking beans. I would have been like, you have to eat a bean burrito from Taco Bell on the
No
air.
One wants to
but
hear
we
me
don't
chew.
Want to hear anyone chew. No, I yeah. Okay, even if they do, I don't care. Yes, I don't. Yes. I don't want to hear you fucking chomping in my ear. Correct. I don't like that on
correct
when we're gaming.
So what's the next best thing?
And so then I was like, okay, you have to drink a peanut butter stout. And you were, what did you say?
Like, I'm in for
how
it.
How did you come back?
I am totally
you
fine.
You came out all hard. Like, I'll drink whatever. I don't
want.
Care. Yeah. Anything peanut butter.
Yep.
Just so that you see me drinking a fucking Keystone.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
It's not happening.
Okay,
right?
Man.
Because we covered the teams, but I don't know. Did we truly cover? So you picked the Browns against the Texans.
Yep.
You lost.
Yep. I think we did cover that. Yeah, we're tied.
I picked the Texans. We both picked the Chiefs.
I picked the Lions.
I picked the Rams. We both picked the Cowboys.
Yep.
So we're tied even with two each.
Yep.
We got two games left on Monday.
Yep.
That's going to be the Bucks and the Eagles and the Steelers and the Bills.
Yes. And currently the Bills.
I have Eagles. Yep. You have Bucks.
Yes.
I have Bills. You have Steelers.
Correct.
And so when these games happen, then we will give the results later on this week for Friday night's episode. Now, are we going to drink the drink on the episode?
On the episode.
Okay, but all right. On the episode, we'll drink it.
Yep.
And we'll put it on Instagram.
Yep.
So I'll put it on Instagram too.
I'll put it on mine.
Okay. And yeah, which you got to get some shit out there.
Yeah.
So then I'll put it on in our info on the series when we put it out. You can have links to all of it. There's links on all of it in the description. But what did you say if we end in a tie?
Then we're both losers.
And so we're both going
to
drink.
We both have to drink whatever we don't like.
I just don't think that's fair. Like, I just don't think that. Well, I guess if you look at it this way, it's like, well, if you're not good enough to fucking win, then you're a loser.
Exactly.
Because if you're not first,
exactly.
You're last.
You're last. And therefore, we both are losers. We both finish last. We both drink.
We both have to drink. Okay.
And what better way to finish it off than to do something we don't want to do?
Then fine.
Okay. I think that covers it.
What makes you, when you look at these, though, when you look at your picks, so like you get, I love the enthusiasm. I love how giddy you get when it's coming down to like making the picks, and then it adds a lot more interest in the game, in an investment into the games because
sure.
you pick the teams,
sure,
not a player but a team.
Yeah.
When you make your picks, what do you think of prior to making the pick? So for instance, you got we're gonna go with not what we've already won and lost. Let's say what between the Bucks and the Eagles, what made you choose the Bucks over the Eagles? What was your deciding factor on which team to pick?
These two teams I didn't really follow, but I heard a lot about. And one of my wife's coworkers is a big Eagles fan. And every time that they played, my wife would, you know, pay attention. And so I've heard that they're not doing very well over the season and they're kind of up and down. You know, I think they're going to choke this playoffs. The Bucks, they were they were the over, I believe. Everyone was going for them. And I was like, okay, well, I'm taking my gut. I feel like they're going to blow this opportunity.
Wait, the Bucks?
The Eagles.
Oh, okay. Eagles.
The Eagles are going to blow this opportunity, and the Bucks are going to rise. So I chose the Bucks. Steelers, on the other hand, were the under, and I was going for the underdog. And
so you went the same route as the Browns? You went with the underdog as the Browns, mm-hmm. and then the Steelers?
I was like, there's no way. But then what I didn't take into consideration was that they'd be playing away, the Steelers. They're going to be playing at Bills.
Okay.
And the Bills have a very, very great audience.
Which also, weather-wise, not too much of a difference because
absolutely not.
Pittsburgh and the Bills, they both have bad weather.
Yeah. They were paying fans $20 an hour to shovel snow off the field.
Yeah, they do that a lot of times throughout the year. The stands and the field.
Would you be up to shovel snow $20 an hour of a huge ass field?
I know Lil P would.
Oh, he better.
$20 an hour.
Bucks?
He's doing it out front.
Oh,
right?
Man. I remember back
in the
day.
He's been doing it throughout the week.
I think
him and Mr. Jones have been doing the shoveling out front.
You remember I used to, not shovel, but I used to mow my uncle's lawn for 20 bucks.
I sure do.
Yeah.
So 20, that's a lot of snow, man.
It is.
It is a lot of snow.
I'd be taking my damn time and dressing real warm.
Mm-hmm. But
alrighty.
Yes. So
I think we got two.
We have two
yep.
games left in the deciding factors. But so you were going off of what other people were saying and what you were hearing to help with your picks, also with the underdogs.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I was just curious how
you
make
some,
your
you
pick.
Lose some. Yeah. They might pull out.
Any given Sunday.
They might pull through, I should say.
Any given Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. All right. For the last few minutes, I want to discuss my pet peeves.
There we go. I was wondering. I was like, is he going to remember?
I have it right here, baby. I was like, circle back to pet peeve.
I bookmarked that bitch right here.
These motherfuckers this year decided to put their NFL games on every streaming channel they could. Hulu, NFL Plus, Peacock, live TV, local channels, Prime, and YouTube Plus TV, whatever the fuck they have. I've been so upset having not been able to watch a game because it's on YouTube, it's on my local channel, or it's not on a subscription that I'm paying for. They want me to go to another subscription and pay for that shit to get one fucking game.
Yeah, and imagine you having cable or DirecTV and you still can't watch them because they want you to pay more.
You're spending $300, $400 on your cable. Go to YouTube TV and pay them $300, $400 on top of whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
How fucking pathetic. I hate it. Put it all on one streaming or come under one umbrella, such as Prime, such as maybe Hulu, that have live TV, or you can subscribe.
Well, I think the first hit was when they took Thursday night games and they put them on Prime.
I did not have a problem with that. I have Prime. I didn't have a problem with that.
It's when
it's on YouTube. It's on NFL when they Plus.
That is the thing that got me was when you take it from. So the Sun. It was two things. One, if you weren't in the local area, then you get direct TV and you get the Sunday ticket. And then it was like.
Pay-per-view.
And it was like, okay, cool. Sunday ticket. You get the Sunday ticket. You can watch them all unless they were a local channel.
And who's getting
done
that money?
Done and done.
Somebody's getting that money.
Yeah, it was a done and done deal. Then they sell it off to YouTube. And then it was like YouTube was trying to do the whole premium thing. And I was like
$470-something.
I'm like, there's no way, man. I can't have DirecTV and this. And it's almost like, well, then you pick which one. And it's like, but I have all these other channels that I watch. And then it was like, oh, but now we're going to only do this other streaming. So it's like they're piecemealing everything out to a streaming channel.
This was my least favorite year of football because of all the streaming wars that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because of how much they want you to pay, and I don't want to because I'm already paying a lot for streaming to watch these games. So pet peeve is...
Well, and I think for those that are in rural areas that don't have solid internet as well.
Yeah, that's another thing.
So when they're getting their DirecTV or they're getting their Comcast or whatever cable provider that they have... And that's where they're getting their channels from.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have internet.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're missing out.
Now they have nothing.
Yeah, you have nothing. So these
you're taking away from the viewers, the fans mm-hmm. that are willing to give you money. They can't. You're taking that away from them. And I feel like they are crippling people like this. And they're not.
And it's hard for those that are fans that live in other states.
Yes. Yeah. It's not fair to anybody.
Right.
Alrighty, guys.
Well, on that negative note.
Thanks for listening, and please stay tuned to see who wins this wild card weekend.
Yeah, I can't believe we're in a tie.
I can't
because we text each other.
Yes.
So it isn't like they're changing on the fly. Like, we have each other's picks.
Yes.
Prior to this whole thing.
Yes.
So yes. So definitely check out this week's episode.
I ask my wife. I am prone to be like, that's not the team I went for. I went for the other winning team. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm that way. But thanks for listening, crew. Please share and tell your friends about us here at Friday Night Banter. And if you have thoughts or suggestions, please email us at FridayNightBanter@outlook.com.
Thank you for listening and have a great night.
Stay tuned.
Peace.